Owatonna High School baseball coach Tate Cummins here on the KRFO Coaches Show. I know today's forecast, Saturday's forecast, is pretty fantastic, at least here in southern Minnesota. But Tate, on Friday up in St. Cloud, you guys got rained out of what was supposed to be a three-game weekend, huh?
Yeah, we had a 5 o'clock game against Maple Grove on a great field, and we got our BPN at St. Cloud Apollo High School. We zipped over to the ballpark, which is about a mile away from the high school, and we started to play catch, and not but a few minutes after, it started to sprinkle a little bit. They put the tarps on, and it just was kind of a steady rain for about an hour, hour and a half.
Wow.
Eventually, we decided to to cancel it, basically. So all the games on Friday night, every single game was canceled. And then we're just going to hold our normal schedule on Saturday.
The forecast, I would hope, is good for Saturday?
Yeah, it looks excellent. Just like you said, for down south, it's very similar up in St. Cloud. We're looking at 65 to 70 degrees tomorrow with some sun. So we'll look forward to that, get our doubleheader. We do start in the morning at 10 o'clock in the morning against Duluth East. And then we are playing St. Cloud Apollo, I believe, at 3:30.
What can you say about these programs? Are they teams that traditionally have a good, strong baseball programs?
You know, Maple Grove, the team that we're supposed to play tonight, they typically have great baseball, some of the top baseball in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to getting that game in. Tomorrow, Duluth East, I see that they have improved since last year. Last year, I think they're a little down, played a lot of younger athletes, and this year, I think they're above 500, and they're winning some games. They did play Rochester JM and Mayo and beat both of them.
Hmm.
And so I'm guessing we'll have our hands full in the morning with Duluth East. They'll be good athletes. And then St. Cloud Apollo is always good. You know, they're playing against Cold Spring or Corey and a lot of the local teams around here. So it's typically very good baseball when we're in a game with Apollo. So looking forward to it.
Is the trip to St. Cloud an annual or every other year trip for the Huskies?
We sure try to. It all depends on prom. You know, prom is next weekend for us.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Apollo. And so we have 2 years in a row where it's worked out.
Okay.
It is nice to get up here. It's a getaway. We're able to leave school a little early on Friday, play one game, then, you know, your doubleheader on Saturday. We stay two nights. There's a Holiday Inn up here, and it's super nice. They have basketball, volleyball,
mm-hmm.
a couple pools, your hot tubs, and kids like coming up here and hanging out. So it's good for the team, and we do like making this trip.
As far as a game that you had earlier this week, Rochester Century over at Mayo Field on Thursday, Century ends up getting the victory. The hits were kind of scattered by Century, but they put together a little rally in each inning that they did score in. 6-0 was the final. What is your reflection on the game?
Yeah, it was a tough game for us offensively. We couldn't get anything going. Their pitcher did a nice job. I think he was at about 80 pitches, complete game, shutout. So that's difficult to do. Our last several games, we just haven't hit. So we're trying to find, you know, that lineup and, you know, obviously, you know, facing a pitcher that maybe we can collect some hits a little bit easier. So we've seen some very good pitching out of Century.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's why you're seeing those scores pretty low. Braden Truelson, we elected to go with him again. He threw the week prior on that Friday against him. Typically, you don't want to throw the same guy twice against a team, but the way that our season is getting, you know, mapped out a little bit, it made sense for us. Saul is going to start on Saturday morning against Duluth East, and, you know, our playoffs end up on a Friday this year or a Saturday, depending on if we get that game in on Friday. So we're trying to get our top of the line pitching at towards the end of the week, and hopefully that works out. But Braden, we thought he had another good game. He gave us 4-plus innings. And the big thing for him this time around just wasn't ahead as much. I think he was at about 35% first-pitch strikes.
Mm, okay.
And so some of those innings where he got down in the count, and they knew a fastball were, you know, was coming. They were able to put some good swings on it. I think they might have had 3 or 4 doubles. And so they were sitting on the fastball, and they got them. They did a nice job and were able to walk away with that game to win against us.
And then a quick look ahead at next week. I believe there's a doubleheader makeup with Mankato East and a game at Faribault, so a little bit of road action for OHS.
Yeah, we're on the road, doubleheader on Tuesday, and then Faribault, I believe, on Thursday, that's on the road. Then we're home against Winona, and that's a doubleheader. So plenty of baseball. I think we counted 8 games in seven days. You know, obviously we lost the game on Friday night, but ton of baseball coming up to get us in shape for playoffs.
All right. Well, sounds like weather will be awesome on Saturday, so have a good time. Good luck in the games against Duluth East and Apollo and next week as well. Thanks, Tate.
Thank you.
All right. Huskies baseball coach Tate Cummins on the Coach's Show, KRFO Radio.